is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, he is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and know that the Lord, he is God. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Stop by to say good morning to the babes in the Lord, you all that just recently became saved, but us that's been running for a while, the few of us that the Lord have brought us through the fire. Great morning to you. You see, when we first began our journey, we discovered that the Lord truly is a good God. And all the time he's good. But after a while, when he bring you through the fire, pull you out of the lion's den, then you discover that he's also a great God. Having all power and nothing that he can't do. Oh, thank you, Lord God, what an opportunity this is. So therefore, I must be about the Father's business. Jeremiah chapter 30, the Lord says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speak the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus said the Lord, we've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for the day is great, so that it's none like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it, for it shall come to pass in that day, said the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, said the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up, that thou hast no healing medicine. All thy lovers have forsaken thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquities, because thy sins will increase. Why criest thou for thy affliction, and thy sorrow is incurable, for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins will increase? I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for prey. For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon his own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages hard to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the hand of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. My soul is magnified. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and all the time he is good. In that third of chapter, we find that the Lord is speaking to Jeremiah the prophet about his people, Judah and Israel. The Lord promised that one day in the future, he will bring them back to the land that he promised their forefathers. And the Lord God talks about a time of great fear and a time of trembling, a time like men going through the pains of childbirth, talking about a time of great sorrow. But there is hope. For though it is called the time of Jacob's trouble, the Lord promised he will save Jacob out of this time of great trouble. Jesus Christ himself in Matthew's the 24th chapter. He stated that, talked about this time. He talked about the signs of this time had arrived. He said first there would be the appearance of false Christ. There would be wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes. All are the beginning of the birth pains. Oh, Lord God Almighty. And Paul himself said that the tribulation would be as birth pains. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, why people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But the good news is for the bride of Christ, as these things that are occurring, as these times in which the Lord is talking about, as Jacob trouble is going about, we as the bride of Christ is about to be taken out of this place, brought out of our troubles. The Lord, the Holy Spirit reveals unto us in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, picks up at that 13th verse, and he says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. O Lord God Almighty, what a mighty God that we serve, for he's good, and all the time he is good. The Spirit of the Lord declares unto us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 24, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the disputers of the world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom.